This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, I want to thank them very so much for keeping America rolling along, and also our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and all points in between. Now, let's not forget about Felix and the guys and girls driving the bulk mail center trucks, going from the bulk mail center to the post offices and back and forth and beyond. Thanks very much for what you're doing, keeping the mail moving along. And, of course, we've got the suicide jockeys handling the gas, delivering the diesel, delivering the jet fuel, too. And let's not forget about the Amazon warehouse folks listening to us right now, as well as our Amazon drivers. And we appreciate you guys and gals for chiming in and tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, that's the Trump social media site. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain at an S America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, we have the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
You know something? It would be time again for us to sit here and say the Pledge of Allegiance. You think you got it in you again?
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Now.
That's right. Yes.
Yep. Now, Donald Trump announced he's running for the presidency again last night. He has some obstacles, obviously, he's going to have to overcome, because this time they're going to go after him like a fish in a frying pan. I mean, it's going to really be dramatic what the Republicans what some Republicans and what the Democrats have lined up to do to him, because we now know where the money comes from. And even though they got rid of the one guy from the FTX trading company, there'll be another guy that'll step up to make up that $40 million difference. That's a lot of money to get from one individual to get your point across and your point only to the politicians running the show.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, also you have basically, you know, 90 or plus percent of the mainstream media that will be 100% focused on going after Donald Trump. That being said, of course, Captain, Trump has a lot of pluses. Number one, the economy. That's where it's at right now. The national security issues, the issue with the war in Ukraine, China gearing up at some point, perhaps sometime during the Biden administration, one might think, to go after Taiwan, for example. But also Trump has something else that goes for him as well, and that is he still is the everyman. He's still perceived different than the average politician. So a lot of these are the positives for Trump. I think among the negatives, of course, or sometimes Trump can go off script. He can say things. He can put his foot in his mouth. He can say something that is difficult to try to iron out later on, different than a Joe Biden gaffe, you know, entirely. But I think he can overcome these obstacles if he maintains the tone and the presence that he had at Mar-a-Lago with his declaration speech. This is a very, very different kind of Donald Trump.
Right. And Governor Greg Abbott in Texas invoked the invasion clauses of the U.S. and U.S.-Texas Constitution to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend their state against the invasion of the illegals. Now, he said that he was using the constitutional authority and the other authorization and executive orders to keep his state and our country safe down there on that southern border.
Well, it's so difficult to make any argument, Captain, that having a complete open and porous border is somehow good, or that it's somehow efficacious, right, for the United States of America. It was never intended to be like this, but to have reasonable regulations on immigration and not just have people be able to walk across the border, that's a very important thing. And, of course, the governor's looking to do anything that they can in order to try to maintain some kind of order.
Right, and he is doing just that. That's part of what he does, and Donald Trump's been very good at that in the past. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. I'm watching my clock here, coming up on the roll over here. We're going to talk about the FBI when we come back, and we're going to talk about the January 6th incident, and we're going to talk about more about the FBI. Came out yesterday about how they infiltrated the Proud Boys group. And I think when they were here and they were doing some stuff, when I ran into the Proud Boys in some of my occasions for their security detail, but I think that they put one over on the gang, if you will. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Kyle Warren will be back. I'll be back. And I know you'll be back. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along into the darkness of the night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're not going to get COVID. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
You're not going to get COVID. Nope, nope, you're not going to get COVID. Just listen to the Prez. The Prez. Joe Biden. Not going to get COVID, are you, Kyle? Not going to get COVID.
Not according to Joe Biden.
No, I played that liner for one simple reason. It still is good enough to play today for anything because of the stuff that he actually says.
The stuff that he actually says that the White House has to clean up time and time again and walk it back and try to explain. And they must feel like pretzels over there, Captain. And
well,
they have to get twisted up.
Let's see what they feel like after they try to put some comments to this statement made last night by Donald Trump. Here it is.
I am asking for your vote. I am asking for your support. And I am asking for your friendship and your prayers. This very incredible but dangerous journey. If our movement remains united and confident, then we will shatter the forces of tyranny and we will unleash the glories of liberty for ourselves and for our children and for generations yet to come. America's golden age is just ahead. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America glorious again. And we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Thank you.
Did you hear them all pick up on the America Great Again thing?
Well, of course, that's right. And that's kind of the classic Trump finish to a lot of his speeches or rallies. But, of course, again, you know, he was attacked so terribly, Captain, with the idea of making America great, and you know, the first time around, you know, because America was never great, you know, the detractors would say, and these kinds of things. But I do think, Captain, that the voters know exactly what it means to say make America great again, and they understand, of course, that it's very difficult to do that when the interest rates are as high as they are right now and probably will go higher, and where inflation is right now and probably will go higher. Gas prices are where they are right now and probably will go higher. And it could go on and on. They understand what it means to try to make America great again.
Yeah, and he mentioned how dangerous this was going to be for him. And there's some truth to that because he definitely has some people that don't want him around.
Well, that's true. And, of course, I think there's the internal Republican or GOP conservative discussion about Trump and his strengths or weaknesses, for example. But then you have others that you're right, Captain, that literally will be all hands on deck trying to derail Trump. I just, you know, you can even project into the future a little bit. Let's just say, for sake of argument, Trump wins the presidency again, or all the Democrats going to boycott the inauguration. Are they going to, what, you know, what kind of stunts are they going to pull at that point to try to get their point across? Because we're still a very closely divided nation. But the one thing that Trump can do, I think, that it's hard for a Democratic nominee to do, is that is to reach across and start to influence and pull people into a broader coalition.
Well, we now know that there's a money trail that goes right back to the Democratic Party, and in some cases went right straight into the Biden campaign. And we know that it was coming from the Ukraine, and we know that it was coming from U.S. money, dollars, that were given to the Ukraine for the war, and then Ukraine turned around and gave the money to FTX for whatever reason they decided, but again, they probably were buying a service, but they, I don't know if they got it or not. And then FTX gave the $40 million to fund the Democratic campaign. Now, the World Economic Forum was behind all of this, too. That's all going to come out in the wash. And if the Republicans have their committee investigations like we hear they're going to have, that is going to be damning when they can prove that.
Absolutely. And, of course, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, didn't Joe Biden have some kind of footprint with Ukraine?
Sure.
I remember hearing something about that, you know, a while back. And so it all starts to sort of fall together. It makes sense, doesn't it?
It wasn't just him. It was a good old Hunter.
Exactly right. And so one of the things, especially nowadays, Captain, I think with everything that's transpired over the last 2 years, the American people don't like the idea of corruption. They don't like the idea of these sort of special deals that happen behind the scenes and so forth. They are concerned with those kitchen table issues. And I don't think they have any time for politicians who are wheeling and dealing and making out like bandits.
Probably not. But then again, what do we know?
Right. Well, even these midterms are very much of a mixed bag. But as you and I talked about, Captain, I think it's really important. You know, the commitment to America just wasn't part of the larger message of the GOP candidates. But now, of course, in hindsight and retrospect, that's all very clear now. And so I think moving forward, the GOP can come up with a very unified message. I think if they're able to do something like that, then it's going to make it a lot easier for people to see exactly what good changes could come by getting the Democrats out of power.
Well, the FBI had as many as 8, count them, 8 informants inside the Proud Boys group in the months surrounding the storming of the Capitol on January 6, 2021. And recent court papers indicate that raising questions about how much federal investigations were able to learn from them about the violent mob attack both before and after it took place.
Yes, exactly right. And definitely, if you have people embedded and so forth, it does beg the question how these things come about and who's influencing who.
And I now believe that I had some of those people come up to me at some of the rallies where we were broadcasting from, or at least had a presence with a table or whatnot that we were there, and they just had a little, you know, like a sidebar chat with me, like, hey, you're fire? Yeah. You're New York? Yeah. Well, I'm a retired Fed, and I used to be so-and-so and such-and-such. Now I'm beginning to think that maybe they weren't retired at all.
Very interesting, yes.
So, isn't that something? And I got to think about that now because, they were there scoping out the crowd.
Right. Well, you know, it does, this whole idea of January 6th, too, does bring up, it'll go back to the post-election after, you know, the aftermath of the 2020 election and what happened on January the 6th. And it'll be interesting to see how former President Trump even addresses that, because it's going to be an elephant in the room. At least many in the media are going to try to make it as such. But I think, Captain, he'll find a way to address it.
And some of these guys were actually out with the Roger Stone people.
Right, exactly.
Remember Roger Stone got himself indicted?
Oh, that's right.
And
that's
he double dared him to do something?
Yep.
Well, he had people from the FBI that had intertwined in his system undercover as well.
Right, exactly. And, I think, of course, you know, you don't want to double dare them to indict you.
Roger Stone was stupid in that respect.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I told you so, told you so, told you so. It's going to get a little colder tonight, so get ready, get ready. I'll be back with more right after this break.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News.
Officials from around the globe arranged urgent meetings Tuesday after Warsaw confirmed what they call a Russian-made missile did cause the blast in a Polish village that killed two and raised fears of the worst conflict in Europe since World War II. The U.S. Department of Transportation is ordering Frontier Airlines to pay out $222 million in refunds to customers. The penalty is over significant scheduling problems during the COVID-19 pandemic. And the FBI has released security footage of a June attack on Compass Care Pregnancy Services, a pro-life women's care clinic in upstate New York. The agency announced a reward of up to $25,000 for any information leading to the arrest of the arsonists. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Mile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. And for what it's worth, yesterday at our lunch over at Mission Barbecue, we had a bunch of vets over there, as always, and we had a couple of visitors that showed up. And thank you, Tammy Martin, for showing up with your friend. We appreciated hearing what you had to say, and we're going to get the word out on that. We had the Heroes Mile folks that we were talking about what they were doing, and one of my friends, Major Mack, is looking for some gainful employment, and I told him that I had mentioned him to Heroes Mile, and they said, well, have him contact us. So he may have an opportunity to work with veterans, and that's what this is all about, veterans working with veterans, Heroes Mile, with whatever the problems are you got. Because they've walked a mile in your shoes, too, or boots, as the case may be. Fact of the matter is, a lot of people are having problems, and it's not just the PTSD thing. It's not just some of the physical ailments they've got. It goes further than some of the mental problems that they may have It goes into things like money. They can't control their finances. It goes into things like maybe they got some personal problems with some family members and whatnot, and that's not going too good. Obviously, if you have money problems, that'll lead to family problems. But they're definitely recruiting people to come there and work and try to help with what they have to do. They also afford the opportunity for volunteers if they want to get involved. But that's heroesmile.com, heroesmile, and that's O-E-S on the heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. And if you want to call them, you can do that. The phone number is 888-VET, now, the number 2. 888-VET, the number now, or the number now, the word now and 2. Let me do it again because I botched it. 888-VET, now, the number 2. That's the phone number. Otherwise, heroesmile.com. All right, and let's go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Newsmax has called the election for Donald Trump based on the information they have, and they produced some winners that have not been announced as winners. I believe they're out of your state, California. Why they're sitting on that and not announcing them as winners of a race is beyond me. But tell us what's going on here.
Well, that's right, Captain. We heard former President Trump reference earlier in his speech on Tuesday night the fact that that the House of Representatives is now going to be under GOP control. And the references that we've found essentially are on Newsmax. They're talking about the 218th seat that would have been clinched by the GOP to put them over the top for the majority was going to be in California District 3, Republican Kevin Kiley. But we're looking at the actual election results, I believe, for that. And it looks like right now in District 3, this according to the Associated Press, Kevin Kiley has 52.8% of the vote to Kermit Jones 47.2%, but that's only, I think, with some 57% of the precincts reporting. So we are seeing this being reported by Newsmax, but we're not finding it elsewhere. And then there's another seat which Newsmax is calling a 219th seat, Representative Mike Garcia, Republican in California, winning California District 27. So if that's the case, The according to Newsmax, the GOP has 219 seats locked up in the House of Representatives.
That's my understanding.
That's right, but we've yet to see it confirmed by other news outlets. But we're keeping monitoring it though.
And of course, with this, with the Republicans being just one seat away from controlling the U.S. House, according to Fox, after winning a series of races late Monday, Representative Michelle Steele, Ken Calver won re-election bids in California. Brandon Williams won in New York State. They gave them 3 seats to none for the Democrats, pushing the GOP at that time to 217, 1 away from the majority. Now, that was Monday. Since that time, as you talked about, we know about 1, 2, maybe 3 seats that have gone over to Republican that have not officially been announced as winners. And, of course, somebody's got to do something here because election integrity is already out the window as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and that's the one thing, Captain, that helps to really move things forward in the sense of people's confidence in the outcomes. And it goes on this long, people start talking about the idea, well, they keep counting votes until they sort of get the result they want.
Exactly what most people think.
That's exactly it. And so if that is the perception, how do you have the notion that there's integrity to the elections? And you can try to discount it, all these kinds of things, but if people perceive it that way, they're not going to have the confidence in the elections. Unfortunately, that goes to more division, it goes to more uncertainty, and it goes to more bad feelings at a time when we need to be able to have the results pretty quick so people can accept them and move on.
Now, we talked about this FTX crypto exchange, the global exchange, and we talked about the fact that they took $40 million of money that they got from the Ukraine from some sort of contractual obligation there, and I guess it was laundered. The way they did it, it was laundered, and they turned around and gave it to the Biden campaign. This is laundered federal money that came to them from the federal government in the form of a loan, and then they turned around and underhandedly shipped it back to the United States to be used as campaign money for the Democratic Party. What a job.
What a job, and of course, what a job it will be to investigate this. Certainly, the new Congress, the new GOP-controlled House, can run its own investigations on this kind of thing, and it will then, by default, become a news story.
Yeah, we're not just saying this. I mean, this can be proven. I mean, people don't say things like this unless they've got something going on there, and we've seen some of what they have and where this is coming from. And, I mean, it's there. And, again, it's a Newsmax story, but it's also out on One America News now. And Fox briefly mentioned it. They haven't got a written story yet, but they will.
Right. And, I mean, you saw the brouhaha that all about Ukraine when President Trump was in office. This, you know, and that was just a Trump, no part, no pun intended, a trumped up thing, right? But this starts to go back with Joe Biden, and his dealings in Ukraine and so forth, the big guy. I mean, it opens up that whole can of worms, doesn't it, Captain, about what Biden was into, what the Democrats were into, and where the money comes from.
And something else that was interesting yesterday that just came across the wire very quietly, the global population grew at its slowest rate since way back in the 1950s, and many countries have a whole lot fewer births right now.
That is very interesting, and I think with the Earth population right now estimated upwards of 8 billion people, I believe, at this point, somewhere in there. So, yeah, it's very interesting. Why is that? Is it something in the sense of, the COVID or, in other words, how are we going to explain this at this point?
That's absolutely right, and when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break here. We've got 30 seconds, I guess. Maybe I can get this in there. Former representative, going to be out of office in January, Liz Cheney, used to be Republican from Wyoming, wasted no time in trolling Republican Carrie Lake after her gubernatorial election loss to Democrat Katie Hobbs on Monday night. And she's out there trolling Carrie Lake, just making subtle comments.
Well, she's got a. Do you think she's trying to stay relevant or just
of course.
Keep her head in the ring? And,
of course.
Because she put all her eggs in one basket, and now that's that.
Yeah, the basket broke.
Right?
The
exactly.
Eggs, the eggs cracked all over.
Exactly.
Where have I heard that?
and then of course he's even with her father Dick Cheney, that somehow Trump is the largest threat to our nation or something. This crazy stuff.
Yes, it are. All right, my man, hold on. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Like my big red barn, a 47 Ford bullet holes in a
you think about that, Mr. Kyle?
Yeah, that is Montgomery Gentry right there.
No kidding. And what do you think about that? And I'll tell you what, that's quite the video.
Yep.
Yep, I love it. Especially the new neighbors moving in. That's classic. Classic. Speaking of classic, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, right now, especially in Southern California, we've got those high Santa Ana winds that are rolling through. And while we've been on the program tonight, we've had a couple of pretty good gusts come by. And that, of course, some of those gusts can get up to some 60 miles an hour, even 70 to 75 in some of the mountain passes and foothill areas. So it can be really devastating. Trees down, power lines down, this kind of thing. All that can happen in these Santa Ana winds. But if you're traveling out on Interstate 15 tonight or coming across I-40 out of Arizona heading towards California, high-profile vehicles, take note and be aware that you can run into these high winds, and they can be pretty devastating. We also, of course, are looking at snow coming into areas of central Wyoming, also southern Montana, also northern Montana as well, all the way over towards Missoula as well, as we see snow coming in on Wednesday, few inches of snow, of course, higher levels of snow in the higher elevations. Right now, in terms of actively falling snow, we're still seeing around Thermopolis in Wyoming and south of Billings. This is going to be west of Sheridan, west of I-25, and west of Loyola in southern Montana, and a little bit of northern Wyoming. So be careful out there.
By the way, good morning to Rock and Roll Chris up there in Massachusetts. He's chiming in. And always appreciate your comments, even if I can't use them on the air because of the language. Jeez,
hey, Rock and Roll Chris, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, Fred is chiming in down there in Fort Lauderdale. He's got a couple things to say. Fred, were you at Mar-a-Lago last night? It kind of sounds like he might have been. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, let me go back to the weather here because we're definitely starting in Minnesota. We've got some stuff to talk about. The eastern half of Minnesota weather's very unpredictable today. You could get snow. You could get rain. You could get sleet. You could get clouds. You could get wind, and it could be cold. I mean, add in all of the above at the moment here, but definitely the eastern half of Minnesota under the gun, Duluth, Minnesota, up in that area tonight. There is a winter storm warning. I'll come over into Wisconsin and the upper half of Wisconsin. You definitely have got conditions ripe for some sort of winter weather there. But Green Bay, Wisconsin, yep, you're going to get snow today. So they'll be playing in the practicing in the snow, I guess, up there. It's about time for all the football games to be played in the snow and the cold up there anyway, right, the rest of the year?
That's right, yep.
Okay, and in the west shore of the lake, the northwest shore of the lake, Wisconsin, you got snow down the lake tonight. You got snow in the upper peninsula over in the east side of Lake Michigan, over on Lake Superior and Lake Huron, some snow there. You've got some snow coming down towards, towards Erie, Pennsylvania. Then it goes all the way up to Buffalo. Then you can pick it up again along I-90. The wind seems to be blowing the snow in its normal path along I-90 all the way across to Massachusetts and over to Boston, I might add. Weather's all the way over there. And then we've got some more stuff to look at all the way up into Maine. If you're going up to get a load of French fries, guys and gals, winter storm warning up there. Be advised you could have a foot or more snow on the road, so be prepared for whatever it is you're going to have. Might get stuck trying to load a load of French fries up there. That wouldn't be the first time that's happened. And then coming on down to East Coast, you have a little bit of wind and fog in normal places, Chesapeake Bay, down around North Carolina. And you got some wind tonight along the Gulf of Mexico all the way from, now it's moved over towards... Now it's moved over towards Big Bend. So from Big Bend all the way to New Orleans, you're going to have some wind along the Gulf. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, our Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there and find out why we tell you they are the largest and the best truck stop chain in the country.
That's right, and you can find them at pilotflyingj.com.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, professor of politics And we appreciate him coming on the program. And with that, we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
I have got a tape, but I'm not going to play it on this side of the break. I'll play it on the other side of what Donald Trump said last night. It's about a minute and a half long, but it's pretty dramatic what he had to say. But we do know that Trump officially has announced his 2024 presidential campaign, and he had filed his paperwork late last night with the Federal Election Commission. Got wind of that before he made the announcement, and they were going, look, that's what he's going to do, Now, there were some pretty significant people, formidable people, names in the audience, but we didn't hear any of them speak. Now, did we?
No.
So you got to wonder if they were just there to support him or if they were there for a policy meeting, because a lot of people went inside and into the golden chambers, if you will, after he made his announcement outside in the ballroom.
I mean, it's tough to know how many people were there and what the real purpose was, for sure.
Well, two of my friends were there. yep, for sure. So,
and it's also been said that Ivanka is not going to participate at all. So I think that she and Jared are kind of moving on.
I thought that she was there to support him, and I did see Jared. I saw him there, too, rather tall these days.
Well, I mean, they can be there, but what she's saying is they're not going to be part of the administration.
Well, I wouldn't think they would want to be after they just went through. Would you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, they tore them a new one.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got Rock and Roll Chris chiming in here. I'll have to look at what he says during the... okay, well, here's Fred. He said, no, he wasn't physically present at Mar-a-Lago. He was there in spirit only. He sent me a couple of messages that sounded like he was there in a crowd, but I guess he must have just... because he was so close and because he probably was getting the local end of the broadcast last night where he was at over there in Fort Lauderdale, you think?
Could be.
All right. Okay, well, we'll be back. Denise Simon and myself coming back. Don't you worry. I'll tell you what, I have got I've got a lot of stuff to talk about with Denise, so we'll get to that when we come back. And, of course, those missile attacks yesterday all over the Ukraine, my God. And, of course, they killed some people in Poland for the first time. Poland. Well, I'm pretty sure they're trying to expand the war. We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.